Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case bunts towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and has Case trapped. There's the throw to Hoover, who tags Case for the out. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to third. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Harris picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Harris. Case scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Moore moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Hoover moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood pinch hits for Hal White. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Wakefield scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. Harris moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Senators. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Early strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Case reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Senators. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 3 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 4 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Prince Onya pinch hits for Joe Hoover. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.